Intention setting is such a powerful tool because it's preemptive. So much of what you struggle with is a result of living reactively. You go through life reacting and responding. You do something, you experience it, and then you think, I didn't like that. That didn't feel good. And you think, next time I'm going to change that. But then time goes on, it's not top of mind anymore, and you inevitably forget. And all of a sudden, a few weeks, a few days later, you're back in the same situation and you make the same mistake again. It's a pattern because you're stuck in the path of least resistance, which always leads to a dead end. But instead, by proactively setting an intention, you can focus on the moment or the activity ahead of you. Welcome to the Happy, Healthy Human Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Levitin. What do the happiest, healthiest humans all have in common? They are students of success. In my mission to help both you and I become the happiest, healthiest humans we can be, I have studied success at all levels. And after spending over a decade working in the field of human development and flourishing, I can tell you with certainty, success leaves clues. On this show, I investigate and explore the common clues and foundational principles that tie together success in all areas of life. Whether it's happiness, health, wealth, relationships, it's all a part of the human experience. By following these success clues and understanding the underlying success principles, you will find that success is not simply a possibility, it's guaranteed. Every Tuesday, I give you simple, straightforward action steps and tools using these clues and principles of success to help you become the happiest, healthiest human you can be. Today's clue is intention setting. Have you ever heard of the concept of intention setting? Last week, I spoke about setting an intention for the new year with a single word. My intention for the word 2024 being enthusiasm. You can go listen all about that in the episode titled Build Your Life with Enthusiasm. Having an intention to bring into the new year is powerful. It sets the tone for everything to come in that year. Intention setting is a tool that's used by coaches and often therapists. And the definition from Google says intention setting is creating a clear and focused mental or emotional intention for a specific goal or outcome. This is one of those tools that's so impactful, but it's also so simple that it's easy to overlook or ignore it. I really like intention setting as a tool because you can use it anywhere. It doesn't matter if the situation is big or small. It doesn't matter what the goal is. And one of the most important places you can start to use intention setting right now is in your personal relationships. So if you're about to sit down to dinner with your family, you might want to take a moment to think, what is your intention for this meal? Is it to shovel food into your mouth as fast as you can and then get back to work or get back to watching TV? Is it to be distracted by scrolling on your phone while everyone else sits around you and does the same thing? Or is your intention to enjoy the meal with your family, to actually taste the food, to enjoy the situation, to look at the people around you and listen when they speak? It can seem like a silly, even unnecessary step, but the thing is, this tiny step has a huge impact. And the reason it's such a crucial step is that you don't hit a target that you're not setting out to hit. You don't accidentally stumble on success, and you don't accidentally stumble on the things that we want in life. There are infinite things that you want to do, but you don't do them. And it's because doing things is harder than not doing them. It's harder to pay attention to your kids than it is to stare at your phone. It's harder to be engaged in a conversation than it is to be ruminating on the day that you had or the argument you got into. It's easier because that's what you're used to doing, and it's always easier to stay on the same path that you've been on than it is to change courses. The irony, though, is that it's not actually that hard to make these changes. It's not physically challenging to put your phone down. It doesn't take any extra energy or effort to listen when your kids are telling you what they did in school today. But you will keep doing what you've always done because that's the path of least resistance. Water always flows to the lowest point, and so do humans. It's human nature. It's the nature of life. So the chances of you just happening to make a positive change out of thin air is infinitely small. And that means that not having a defined intention is really accepting the status quo. It's accepting what you've been doing, accepting staying stuck. By not setting your intention, you're choosing the negative result that you've been stuck in. And that also means that the only chance you have to not fall into this trap is to take intentional action. And by definition, intentional action starts with intention. That means before you take the action, you have to have the intention. Intention precedes action. Like, how many times have you eaten a meal and not even remembered how it tasted, or even that you ate or what you ate just a few minutes later? How many times have you sat down to watch an episode of TV and all of a sudden the credits are rolling and you realize you've been scrolling on social media or checking emails and you missed the whole show? What about, have you ever gone to the gym without a real plan and then you were there and kind of just left feeling like you don't know what happened or you didn't really do anything with your time while you were there? Or maybe you went to a social event, maybe a party, and you were there for a few hours, but when you leave, you feel like you didn't really have any fun, you didn't connect with anyone, you didn't actually get anything out of the whole situation. All of this is a direct result of not having a proper intention. Intention setting is such a powerful tool because it's preemptive. So much of what you struggle with is a result of living reactively. You go through life reacting and responding. You do something, you experience it, and then you think, I didn't like that. That didn't feel good. And you think, next time I'm going to change that. But at that point, it's too late to change. The time has passed. In the moment, you think, yeah, I'll do better next time. But then time goes on, it's not top of mind anymore, and you inevitably forget. And all of a sudden, a few weeks, a few days later, you're back in the same situation, and you make the same mistake again. And again, and again. It's a cycle. It's a pattern. Because you're stuck in the path of least resistance, which always leads to a dead end. But instead, by proactively setting an intention, you can focus on the moment or the activity ahead of you. So rather than looking back and thinking, whoa, I didn't really like that, or that was messed up, or I could have done better there, it's looking forward and thinking, how would I like this to play out? So what does this look like for you specifically? We'll go back to the definition I said in the beginning. Intention setting is creating a clear and focused mental or emotional intention for a specific goal or outcome. So an easy example would be going to the gym. Lots of people just go to the gym. That's their whole intention, if they even have one. It's like, well, I'm going to go to the gym today. But just going to the gym or just saying I'm going to work out is different than going with the intention to specifically lift and then do cardio, which is also different than having an intention of following a specific lower body workout routine for 40 minutes, then spending 15 minutes on the treadmill jogging at speed 4. You can see with each iteration, we get more specific, more intentional. Because yes, just saying I'm going to work out could mean lifting and lower body and then jogging for 15 minutes. But just saying a workout is ambiguous, and it's easy to get lost without proper intentional guidelines to follow. So that's the more tactical side of intention setting. And it's great for things like business, exercise, even for conversations. What is the intention of this meeting? What is the intention of today's workout? What is the intention of this conversation you're going to have with your mom or your boss or your subordinate? This can look like a business plan, a morning routine, a workout regimen. All of these are forms of proactive planning and intention setting. Taking a step back to look forward and think, what is the result you are looking to get out of this action or this event? Because you get out what you put in. So it makes sense to be intentional about what the specifics are of what you're putting in so that you know what you're going to get out. There's a saying that you might have heard, fail to plan, plan to fail. And that's why having tactical intentions for your activities and the results that you're looking for is a crucial step. But there's also a deeper layer to intention setting that, again, is often overlooked or missed because it's so simple. Because it's important to have intentions around the actions. As I said, the business plan, the workout plan. But the real point of intention setting is to actually try to go deeper. Because the actions are important. Actions drive results. And when you're looking for things that have specific metric-based results, like weight loss or finances, these action-based intentions are often good enough. But there's more to life than metrics. There's family, relationships, personal wellness, enjoyment, a million other things that can't be quantified by a number on a scale or a number in a bank account. You can't say, my intention for this conversation is to squeeze in 5 wows and 3s. That's so interesting. Intention setting can still be done around these more intangible elements of your life. But you do it by asking, what are you looking to get out of this action? And then how do you want to feel when the event is done? How do you want the others that you're interacting with to feel as well? Because going back to the definition, which is again, creating a clear and focused mental or emotional intention for a specific goal or outcome, an emotional intention. So we're not talking about the actual goal or the result, but more the feeling that you're searching for during the activity and resulting from doing that action. Because seek and you shall find. So it's not guaranteed to say that if you set an intention towards being more present, that you'll become a monk. However, it's pretty safe to say that if you aren't setting an intention, if you aren't looking for more presence, if you aren't actively trying to find that specific result, then you're probably actively avoiding it. So again, it just goes back to being proactive. Instead of looking and thinking, man, I wish I would have been more present with my kids or with my girlfriend or with my husband last night at dinner, you look ahead and make a conscious decision that I will be more present at this dinner. That intention then dictates your actions going forward. Because to be fully present probably doesn't involve your phone. So maybe you put it on airplane mode, or maybe you even leave it in the car. And if presence is your intention, then logically the next step is to figure out, what does being fully present at a meal even mean? Maybe it means eating slowly. Maybe it means taking time to really taste and enjoy the food rather than just shoving everything in your mouth and finishing everything on your plate because it's there. And even the act of consciously setting the intention has an effect, because setting the intention makes it more salient in your brain. The very act of setting the intention is a reminder, a trigger to remind you to get to actually do the thing. Especially if you go a step further and say it out loud to yourself, or you write it somewhere like a journal, then it's going to drastically increase the probability of you doing the thing. So for me personally, if I intend to, let's say, be more present at a meal, that would mean that I want to listen to those around me and give them my full attention and be only with them for however long that meal is. That means I'm not thinking about my work. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not planning my schedule for the following day. I'm not checking social media or emails. I'm there with the people who are there with me, fully present with them and fully present with myself. But I can also ask, what's the result I'm looking to get out of this intention? What feeling will being fully present at this meal bring me? So for me, it's connectedness. I will finish the meal feeling more connected to the people who are with me. I'll also feel content, like I gave the other people around me what they needed. I honored them and their time and their presence by being present myself. To me, that's the emotional level of intention setting. Having that intention from the beginning leads to the result. Would it be possible to leave a meal feeling more connected with the people I ate with without first setting the intention? I mean, of course, anything's possible. But if we're being honest with ourselves in today's day and age, it's probably not probable. You're going to get distracted by your phone. You're going to be thinking about work. You're going to be thinking about a million other things. It all starts with the intention. And again, your intention for a meal could be more tactical as well. So maybe it would be to feel content and satisfied in your body, but not overstuffed. This is a great tool I use with people who are trying to lose weight or be healthier in their body. Because if you set an intention to feel content and satisfied, but not overstuffed, that would then dictate how you choose to eat during that meal. So if your intention is to not feel overstuffed, you might pass on seconds or say no to the free bread that's on the table. Similarly, if you have an intention for a workout, that could be to feel energized after the workout. So maybe then a yoga or a light lift would be the ideal choice, not a soul-crushing high-intensity session that has your legs wobbling when you walk out of the gym and feeling like you want to puke. So the act of intention setting helps act as a sort of guiding light for what your actions are to come. It gets you out of the reactive mode and into a space of proactivity. And that's important because only in proactivity are you actually in control. And the reason I love this again so much, as I said in the beginning, is because this works anywhere. You can set intentions for small daily tasks and activities like a meal or a workout. You can set an intention like I did when I sat down at this computer to record this episode to give my full energy and attention and bring you as much value as possible. You can set intentions for large events, for your business, your job, your relationships. A great time for intention setting is times that bring what we call a fresh start. And it doesn't matter what a fresh start is. This is something that just feels like we're turning the page. So a new week, a new day, a birthday, a change of the season, a new job, or like I mentioned in the beginning, a new year. Because there's so many times in our life that feel like we're turning the page, starting a new chapter. And these are great places to insert some backwards reflection and some forward intention setting. So my action step for you today is to take 5 minutes to set an intention. Look at your calendar. Look at your day or your week ahead. Find something that normally you just breeze through, something that you do all the time, but you're kind of half in, half out. Maybe you're distracted, unenthusiastic. Again, maybe you're scrolling on your phone while you're doing it. Whether it's a workout, a meeting, your normal drive home to work, or sitting in traffic. Maybe it's taking your kid to their soccer game, having a conversation with your mom or dad on the phone. It doesn't matter. But think about the thing you do that you've done 1,000 times in the past and that you'll have to do 1,000 times again in the future and ask yourself, what is a positive intention I can bring to this action? And then write it down. Because remember, we're being proactive here. So being early is good, but you still need to remember to do it. So look at your calendar, write down your intention for the event, and then, final step, before you go into that event, read the intention out loud to yourself. That means before you get into the car to sit in traffic, before you sit down for dinner, before you head to the gym or your kid's soccer game, remind yourself of the intention that you decided on. And you might find that it changes a lot. You might find that you don't notice a difference right away, and that's okay too, but you're building the habit of being proactive. And if you continue to keep this habit, you will see change. It's impossible not to. So if it's your intention to grow as a human now or in the future, which I can only assume it is since you've listened this far, then remember that intention drives your success, and intention setting is a tool that you can use to get there. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or got value from it, you can support the show by sharing it with a friend and giving them the gift of a happier, healthier life. You can also leave a rating and review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That helps boost the show on those platforms so more people can discover it and we can all grow together. I'll see you back here every Tuesday and Thursday morning. And until then, stay happy, stay healthy.